Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. Last year in September, the sycamore tree was deliberately felled in the gap of Hadrian's Wall. It caused an outpouring of emotion, including anger, grief, disbelief. Some of you here will have felt such emotions about this. As well as all the activity to find those concerned, action was taken to save the tree, which was not possible, but seeds were collected from it by the National Trust to grow new saplings, and this was carried out at its rare plant propagation nursery. And in March of this year, it was confirmed that saplings had begun to grow from them. Wonderful news. A sapling was planted nearby the remaining stump of the fell tree, but it had to be removed as this site has UNESCO World Heritage status. Possibly a sapling will be planted there again in the future. All of this activity going on in relative secrecy behind the scenes, unless you are particularly interested in finding out this information. I also read of the reintroduction of a plant that has been extinct in the wild in Great Britain for over 60 years. It has been reintroduced at a secret location. It is the rosy sacrophage, a small mountain jewel plant. Probably my wrong pronunciation, sorry about that. It sounds a beautiful little plant. It's all very hush-hush. So the secret life of plants, all these things going on around us. And also, in the animal world, I read this week that great delight was felt when a giant pangolin, which is an ant-eating type of animal, again, I'm not very aware of these sorts of things, but it looks a beautiful animal. Anyway, one was spotted in Senegal, West Africa, this past week, the first time in 24 years, which is wonderful news. So many species of our world seem to be reducing in numbers due to their habitation decline and poaching. All of these things are going on around us. And of course, there are so many more. In our Bible readings, we read of the activity of God, often hidden from our sight. Our Old Testament reading from Ezekiel has God saying, "I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender shoot. I myself will transplant it. I bring low the high tree. I make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree." We often feel that we have to do everything. We feel this heavy weight in sorting out the world's problems between nations, with climate change, with the growth in our churches locally. But God is already always at work. What does God remind us in the last verse? "I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it." I think in our translation we had today, "I will do it." We are invited to join him in his ongoing work. In our gospel reading, Jesus talks in parables, and in the parable, which a parable is like a short story that illustrates a moral or a spiritual truth. And the parable that he speaks today is the one of the mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds that when planted grows into an enormous, well, compared to its seed size, an enormous tree, an enormous bush that can bring the home, be the home to birds, that birds can even build their nests within it. So when this seed is sown, it has this amazing potential. Not that we see all the activity that is going on underground and in its growth. So sowing a seed, well, we can sow a seed in our garden, or create a sapling from a sycamore tree, or keep alive the endangered species that have been managed to put back into their secret habitat in the UK with that beautiful little plant that I spoke about. But there's also the sowing of ideas, such as putting hidden cameras out in Senegal to watch wildlife and then to see a rare animal that has not been seen for 24 years. That idea was sown by someone. And what joy 24 years later to see this giant pangolin. I remembered when I returned to live in Chipping Norton, my hometown, and I returned to regular worship in the church there. I asked a PCC member how they had managed to get some of the pews removed from the church, a whole new stage area put in the front, and toilets put in. And he said, well, it all started about 27 years ago. About 27 years ago in a PCC meeting, the idea came up. The seed was sown. And now that church no longer just has all these changes, but a weekly congregation of 200 to 300 people, probably more. We sow the seeds. In the parable of the mustard seed, Jesus is saying that when we sow the seed of the gospel message, it has the potential to grow to something massive. And we do not always see it or know what is happening. We go to bed, wake in the morning, and later harvest the result of God's work that has been going on. Of course, our seeds that we sow do not always come up as we anticipate or hope. We tried a toddler group here in Tindrick, no takers. But the monthly Crafty Church is getting established. We just had a coffee morning in the schoolhouse in Water Stratford. Lots of people came along. Westbury is getting lots of support in keeping the churchyard and the fabric of the church in order, but we are short on regular worshippers in the church services. The ups and downs of trying things. Sowing seeds of ideas and seeing what grows and discovering that God has been working away. And that is why some of these things just take off, because he has been getting things in place already. And we become part of this work. Let us not forget that God is in control. Of course, today, as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, is Father's Day. Not everyone celebrates this day, but if you do, it is probably because you have a good father. You know, one of those worthy of those little trophies that you give to your dad when you are a child. The world's greatest dad. I know I was lucky to have a good dad, and my dad had such a trophy on his cupboard by his chair. I know I could always trust him. As I say, not everyone has that experience. And of course, that's not why everyone celebrates Father's Day. But in our family, we like to do that. But of course, he wasn't the world's greatest dad. Our Father God really has that credit. Our Father God started this magnificent existence for us, and he will not forsake us. He said in our Old Testament reading, what was it? I am the Lord. I have spoken. And when he talked about putting things in order, that is what he said. I will do it. I will do it. Let us have faith in that. Even if that faith is only the size of a small mustard seed, because as we know, they can grow really, really big. Let us end with a prayer. Faithful Father God, today's gospel helped us to see that we cannot be certain what effect the seeds we sow will have. When we speak about you or start new ideas, seeds grow with your attention and blessing, where you are already at work. Help us to be alert for opportunities to share your good news with all and to put our trust in you. Amen.